In schools across New York State, students are struggling to grasp the Common Core learning standards. As part of our occasional series looking at the controversial standards, Ashley Hertzel examines the Common Core curriculum and how it's working in districts.
In classrooms across Western New York, students are being taught under the Common Core learning standards. The requirements specify what students should know in English language arts and math by grade level. Students are expected to read more nonfiction text and analyze them more thoroughly as part of the English requirement. In math, students must have a deeper understanding of concepts and memorize certain formulas. But many believe the learning standards are developmentally inappropriate.
One of the concerns we have is that the Common Core kind of narrows the curriculum and isn't expansive enough. And because it's tied to high-stakes testing, teachers don't feel free to elicit from kids creativity.
West Seneca Superintendent Mark Crawford says the district believes the standards have taken the joy out of learning, and they don't allow students to learn at their own pace. Parent and teacher at Gowanda High School, Shannon Stiles, says under the Common Core model, math students might have the right answer to a division problem, but the whole problem could be incorrect without proper proof. She explains with an example from her son's homework.
So 54 divided by 6, and he looked at it and said, okay, that's 9, which is what any third grade kid should know. But what they have them do is break it into different parts. So you now have 4 different ways where you can create error.
Stiles says in English, students are taking too much time reading the same text.
You give them a 3-page short story and it takes 2 weeks to get through because you have to go back and do what they call close reads, where you go back and you have to read a paragraph and work on it for 40 minutes. And then the next day you're going to look at paragraph 2 and you're going to work on that paragraph for 40 minutes. I see it killing reading.
And Shannon Stiles' 6th grader Nate Stiles agrees.
We do the same thing every single day instead of doing something different. And it gets me mad because it's really boring.
Districts across New York State were given the option to adapt the Common Core standards to suit their individual needs or to adopt the standards as they are. Amherst Central School Superintendent Laura Chavey says her district chose to adapt.
I mean, it has been an incredible amount of work. We've had to really increase how much money that we're spending on our professional development. And we've had teachers who are pretty seasoned veteran teachers say to us, in some ways I feel like it's my first year of teaching again because I'm learning new curriculum and I have to adjust how I'm teaching.
But Chavey says on the flip side,
when I'm in classrooms, I see some pretty exciting and interesting activities going on in terms of students' engagement and through different small group work.
And Chavey says prior to Common Core, the district was teaching more to the test because they didn't have a lot of guidance from the state and they were using the exams as instructional tools. But it's not just in the Amherst district where Common Core is working well. Sweet Home School Superintendent Anthony Day says his district is also succeeding with the learning standards.
They represent a higher level of learning and achievement for kids, but they're more focused. There's less breadth and more depth. Where some people would say there's no joy and there's kids crying when they take the tests, honestly, we have not seen it yet.
The districts that didn't adapt the Common Core chose to adopt by utilizing curricular modules and unit materials provided by the State Education Department. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel.